Hello and welcome to QCast. I'm Michelle Baker. In this episode, Michael Molnar explains his take on manufacturing today. Despite the misperceptions, he sees a lot of potential for the industry and its future.
I was just sent an article this morning about manufacturing and the new renaissance, and the picture that they showed was the Henry Ford assembly line again, and that's their image of manufacturing, and it is so far off. Mm-hmm. Manufacturing is high tech. Manufacturing today is high touch. It's ultra clean. Most manufacturing facilities. I mean, I came from 25 years at Cummins, and most of our facilities, the floor was white, and you could eat off of it, but you don't dare do that because you would mess up the floor. Cleanliness and high tech and such. This is much the norm. And yet many people are kind of removed from that. So they have this image that manufacturing is the four Ds, the dirty, dark, dangerous, and declining. What would the future of manufacturing be? The exciting thing is different, a lot different. Emerging technologies like additive manufacturing are going to, and many people argue, turn manufacturing on its ear. Things like additive manufacturing will suddenly make small lot sizes or even fairly large lot runs of a product economically feasible. And so I think if nothing, this plays to the United States' strength of opening up, sort of giving the car keys to people. Be creative. If you have an idea to make something, you can make it, and here's a whole new way to get it done. Kind of an exciting time for people to think about new ways to manufacture.
Additive manufacturing is one bright spot in the industry. Here he continues by describing a series of robot competitions started by the man who invented the Segway.
It's like a rock concert where all of these student teams come together, they make their robots, and then they compete them. This is what Dean Kamen, I think he's an amazing guy, but what he did in starting up FIRST, along with many other people and organizations, but you look at FIRST as something that is exposing people to technology and making things, but suddenly it's not just rooting for your high school basketball team as much as also rooting for your high school team or teams. Many of these schools have more than one team, compete in the regionals or nationals. And it's kind of a great story for a couple of reasons. One of them is it's the kids themselves. I think their advisor was their English teacher. It changes the perception that, oh, engineering is boring, it's technology, you have to be a math geek or something like that. No. These kids didn't know that you had these rules because nobody told them that you didn't have the skills to design a robot. They did it. And they went to a user facility. That's what this Oak Ridge did. And they got some advice, and they printed it out, and they made their robot. And, you'll love this. One of the students on that team, they're taking... all of them apparently needed to select a language. She's taking Chinese. Mm-hmm. And so what she did was the robot has these sensors that the robot can, you know, go around and it can sense its environment. So these things are like, they're like boxes, 3 by 3 inch, about an inch thick. That's the transducer, the sensor, and they're all around the robot. There's kanji characters. And so everyone was asking, well, what's that? It's, you know, the Chinese characters. In Chinese, it was this high school team's idea. They wrote in Chinese, made in the United States. They wanted to make a point that they made it themselves, and they made it in Knoxville, Tennessee. And that's the story of new ideas in manufacturing. It's young folks discovering that, if I can think of it, I can design it, and if I can design it, I can make it.